Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. Tuesdays. Almost as bad as Mondays, huh? Fucking days. It's ridiculous. Hi, it's all of us. It's normal. Oh, you know what we found out about Alex today? Is that he's a singer.
He's a singer.
Turns out he's a singer.
I'm not a singer.
He's an eye contact singer, too.
He's a serenader.
Like, unabashed eye contact.
I kind of blacked out there. You know, I was really nervous, just blacked out.
Oh, you got nervous singing?
Totally nervous, yeah.
That's why closing your eyes is good. Like, I always try to close my eyes when I'm singing so I could just, like, focus on the singing and
or
how
I
good it feels.
Or I could just not sing. That helps.
Oh, too. No, you were in tune and everything.
Yeah,
that
I appreciate
good.
It. Yeah, cool.
You know what? Sarah's someone who, she's like, everyone loves, why is my volume so low on my headphones?
I don't know.
Am I low right
raising
now?
Raising you up a little
I
bit.
I always have to turn it. I always have
hello?
To.
Hello, hello, hello.
Are you good?
It's fine. Sarah's someone who loves to sing more than anything. It's obvious. Like, it's a big part of her life. She sings with her husband all the time, and she's always like, everybody loves to sing, and half the room's like, no, actually, I don't really like
yeah,
to sing that much.
Yeah, but people do.
No,
when you're
I know
in the
that.
Car,
I know.
I the,
yes.
But I'm not saying not everyone loves to sing in front of
and
people.
And then also, Sarah's someone who will go, well, that was a clam. Oof. And you're like, what? You egged me
pitchy,
on, and
huh?
Now you're telling me I'm bad. Jesus.
That's just fun.
Yeah.
And I clam all the time, so I always feel good when someone else clammed. Like, oh, that's too bad for you. That's a hard note.
Glad I was here for it.
Yep.
To point it out.
Ha ha!
Anyway.
Yeah,
where
Vinny,
were we?
Vinny's oh, super
yeah.
loud now.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
I still haven't changed. It hasn't changed in my headphones at all.
You are perfect in my
are
headphones.
Are you maxed out on your headphones?
Hey, is it possible? Yeah. Pull your thing out and try screwing the thing in. Is it?
It's not that.
That's weird.
Doesn't matter.
It always it does change, though, between the regular show and here.
It does,
like,
yeah.
I have to turn it way up.
Just it doesn't
to,
matter.
Oh, it's
I
the,
can hear.
It's the audition bus.
You're a damn thing.
It's okay.
Well, it's a good thing we have all the engineers here.
Yeah. Hey, engineering team, come on in. We got a couple. Hello?
Right. Am I bringing that thing home today?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do some bad advice, because
okay.
We're going to run out of time,
well,
and then everyone's going to go, you rip-off
really...
artists.
No, I have a couple, actually.
Okay.
I'll let you choose between the two, but I wanted to get to this one, because it's been sitting in my inbox for quite a while, and it's actually a pretty cool idea, so
all
I
right.
want to give these people a little love. Bryn. Hello, Bryn. First of all, I don't expect you to reply to this email or even see this, because of how many amazing emails you get per day. You know, that's a legend, that's a myth. We always want your emails, and they do all get read. So
They don't always get read on the air,
yeah. But we do read them, and Brent has a whole elaborate filing system, and he knows how to get things to the top, and so if you write a really good one, you know, you just need to be a better writer, I guess. So, I just heard your secret show from Monday. This was back in August. About all the lemons you produce at your house. I'm an avid listener, and I have been for the past 5 years. About a year ago, my wife and I started our own catering company during the pandemic, I guess, with local food ingredients in mind. We enjoy making connections with people who have more produce than they can work with. And if you've got even one tree in your yard, whatever fruit it may bear, you've got more than you need.
I have a lemon tree that is so heavy with lemons that I have to go out there and just chuck them off the tree, and then we put them in a bag in the front yard.
Please take some.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. There's, you know, that stuff will just go to waste a lot of times.
Right.
You know, the trees that I really want to produce for me, my limes and my
avocados.
Those fucking things, they're bullshit.
Well, you got one, though. That's
I got
a big,
one.
That's a
and I have another one growing.
That's a,
there you
that's
go.
So
a second
great.
Avocado, but...
You're on your
some
way.
Some don't fruit at all.
There's this avocado tree in San Rafael. And
whose tree is
you
it?
Don't live there.
I don't, but I have a friend who lives there, and we go for walks in their neighborhood.
Oh.
And so this tree is huge. They've got scaffolding built all around it. And you don't go in their yard. They got a mean dog behind a gate. And they hang in the garage to make sure no one comes and steals. Because avocados are, you know, they're... well over a buck a piece.
Yeah.
When you get them in the store. And I guess these guys, they pick them and sell them. This one tree is a producer. And you can see them all over it. In Southern California, it's probably not as big of a problem. My uncle used to have so many avocados, they would fall on the ground. The dogs would eat them. The dogs would make themselves sick eating them.
Man.
Oh.
I know.
Lucky.
I know. They're so lucky. God, avocados are...
They're just good.
They're awesome.
And our guy
great
Chuck moved away.
I know. Good for Chuck, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the best
avocados. Chuck was a really good guy.
He was.
Supported a lot.
Very supportive listener. He was like a long time listener, came to a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was at that first Psycho Donuts thing, wasn't he? Didn't he come out to that? In Campbell?
I'm not sure. He's a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back to this thing. They founded their own catering company and they use local ingredients with people who have more produce than they can work with. We like to go to people's houses, share some of our food in exchange for their offerings, and then use that produce in our weekly menus. So I want to give them a plug. I think this is a great idea. It's called thetablecatering.com. And they have, you know, different stuff on offer. Are they still, hopefully...
This isn't a bad advice.
No. I told you, this is a plug. I just wanted to mention this to you. They work out of a Berkeley-based kitchen. They live in Fruitvale in Oakland. We, too, have a lemon tree and have had to come up with many ways to use them as ingredients. Some larger-based recipes involve making lemon wine.
Sounds delicious.
Lemon wine.
They're actually offering to bring food, and of course we never say no to food, but you don't have to do that. We just wanted to give you a little plug, thetablecatering.com. And when you get some orders today, remember, radio advertising works, even on the goddamn secret show. So call us 415-765-4000 and ask for Lindsay. She'll know what to do.
Oh, Lindsay.
Okay, so I've got a horny boyfriend, or...
That's fun.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, fine. This is from Miss Coco.
Oh.
Miss Coco has written to us in the past.
You know her?
Miss Coco is a transgender woman. Is she transgender?
Is she,
I believe she is.
I don't know what the proper...
But she lives here in San Francisco.
Okay.
And she's
Miss Coco, got it.
She's great. She's a party girl.
Horny boyfriend.
Yeah. Hey, Alice family.
Aren't they all?
They are.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is weird because she's not as horny as him. So, hello, Alice family. I do mean family. Sarah, perhaps you could get John's opinion on this as well. I definitely need Vinny. It's right up your alley, so listen closely. My situation is my friend and I have been seeing each other on and off for about a year. And by seeing each other, I mean she means not seeing each other. She means online and...
Oh.
Yeah. He lives in another city, and I don't drive. He works weird hours, so we've only been texting with occasional sexy pics for variety. Just recently, we've gotten into FaceTiming. The problem is, he is always horny, and now has decided to work sex play into our FaceTime moments.
Of course.
I'm not that horny of a person. In fact, I don't want to see his penis on screen every time, or at all. In person, I can be a proper lover. But technology is not my bag. And now it's not just that. He wants me to help him handle it. Whatever that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
Like,
put her hand into the frame?
They're virtual. How is she going to help him handle it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've gotten him to calm it down a bit. And he suggested once a week. A la the Clarks. I want to be an understanding and healthy girlfriend, but I'm lacking enthusiasm. Perhaps it's the hormones I'm taking, or perhaps it's the constant nagging and harassing. I don't have a sex talk repertoire, nor do I want one. They're good to have, though, especially in person. Moves things right along. Even though I've recently gone to YouTube to get a tutorial. There's tutorials for sexy talk.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe we should find one of those.
All right.
I don't know. It was just not me. In bed, I can moan and provide some incentives, but online, yuck. He's always horny. And by always, I mean Vinny always. Vinny level always. Even just talking about kissing gives him an erection, and then he wants me to get involved. I feel like it's date rape. I'm not making light of that.
What do you mean date rape? It's your boyfriend.
She doesn't want to, and I think she's told him. I'm not making light of that, but it's always sex, always an innuendo. It's relentless. I know what you'll say. Go to no, that's not what I would say. No.
I wasn't going to say that at all. I'm going to say dump him.
Yeah, yeah, to stop answering his FaceTime
calls.
He
needs to get laid, and you're not able to do that for him.
I know what you'll say is go to counseling, blah, blah, blah. But he would not hear of it. For him, there's nothing wrong. I
feel there like isn't anything wrong.
No.
Drives don't line up.
Right. I feel like my only recourse is to let him go because I realize a man's got needs and I want to be accommodating. I just can't find it within myself. Perhaps I'm broken, child abuse, etc.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a whole nother story.
Well, that's, yeah.
It just sounds like you're not into the online sex thing. Some people aren't. Some people really are, and then it can be very exciting. And
it sounds like the bulk, if not all, of their relationship is online. So the idea that they're not seeing each other means they have to do that virtually,
right?
Which I think is a legitimate, or at least more of a turn on than just being by yourself. So I think he's probably like, "Yeah, I'm in. I'll take this if it's all I can get," right?
Yeah, he's basically he's a good guy. Otherwise, says. She's calling herself frigid in San Francisco. You're not.
Your drives don't line up.
Yeah.
And that happens. And what's worse is your drives can be the same and then change.
Yeah.
And that happens too. So I don't, you know, look, I this is what I would say. You're not even in, you're not that deep.
No.
Bail. Just bail.
Yeah. You know, it can be hard because clearly she likes the friendship and the communication. She just doesn't want to, and he is like, yeah, I really like you, and here's my dick.
Well, he wants to get off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wants her to participate
in
that with him.
His girl.
Honestly, I just think that your drives don't line up. I would hate for you to continue this and have it get worse and become more of a problem.
I also think that anything that you're uncomfortable with, you should, I get it. It's a rub. You like him. This is not a good thing for you. This isn't a healthy. Listen, you're writing to a radio show and you're even bringing up, is it me? Is this child abuse? Is it like, this doesn't sound healthy at all. And I'm not saying don't ever have an online relationship, but I kind of know you. We've conversed a few times. Like, I really think what you want is, you know, someone to cuddle up with on the couch and watch a movie and just, I mean, and occasionally bang in real life. Like, maybe we could find someone a little closer to home.
Look, I can't speak. I don't want to generalize or overgeneralize, but I think for a lot of guys, the thing that comes first is the desire to fuck you. And then there's partnership and other concerns that, you know, grow
friendship
out
and,
of
right.
that. And so, and I'm, like I said, I'm not trying to stereotype. There are friendships that grow into physical relationships as well. But in general, if you just meet and you've, you know, the talky talk portion of this program has gone on for long enough now, it's time for us to, you know, get to the penis loving portion of the program. He's trying and you're not into it. Right. So punt.
Yeah.
Just punt. You don't
just tell him, look, I'm sorry to lose the friendship, but this is not what I want. I don't want to have to sit through you masturbating every time we're on the
phone
together.
Yeah, and you know, look, years down the line, you're in a long-term relationship and things don't line up. You have to really measure whether this is, you may just have to go, hey, got to give it to the guy. He needs it. And I love him and I don't want to lose him. Or you go, nah, I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
And then he's got to decide, am I bailing or am I staying? Like, that's a reality almost all couples eventually deal
with.
If you are
growing older, and most of us are, things change.
You know, you can
levels
only
change.
Hope you were lined up in the beginning, and you're not.
No. What did she say? How long have they been? About a year.
Yeah, I mean, you're not lined up, and it's not worth it.
Yeah, I don't like this. I feel like you're sad in this. Like, that's not working.
And I do think that you can really care about someone a lot, even though your relationship is only online.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I also think the rebound back from that will be easier than someone who you'd actually spent a lot of time in the presence of. Like, you'll miss that vacancy for a little bit, that online, you know, the check-in, the
right.
The talking, the person you go to when something happens. but you ultimately you'll move right on down the road fairly quickly. It's not like that, you know, anyone who's gone through a breakup,
you need to let it go.
And I even try to be like, oh, I'm tough or whatever, but yeah, I've even had when me and the missus have gone through rough patches, that stomach pain you get where you're just
that's
like
real.
Ah, I've had that too. I know it. I understand it. But you'll get over it quick if it's a person you've never even actually shared space
right.
with.
It becomes, like you were saying, this is a person that you're texting all throughout the day. And that so that vacancy is the thing that hurts. Remember that it's the vacancy and not necessarily the content of what he was like. This.
Right. All he did was push his dick into the camera.
Yeah, that's not. You're not going to miss
You'll
that
You'll get
part.
Over that fairly quickly.
Right. And remind yourself
virtual
of that.
Date
all he
rape.
Ever wanted to do is, right, virtually date rape her. I don't like it. The fact that she's even using those words, I'm like, Miss Coco, you have to. No. He's no good for
I
you.
Think we got that. Yeah. Punt.
Yeah, punt, exactly. What have I got?
And he'll be happier, too. Like he'll,
yeah, no, he'll find someone who's more aligned.
Trying to sell this thing to somebody who doesn't want it is a drag. There's no doubt. What, are we done? Why are you looking weird?
I'm trying to find out, because this next one I have is pretty long. I can do it tomorrow. This one is just a problem with a brother. I like family problems like that, so I'll go with that.
We all got them.
We sure do, Vin.
Even when you think you don't got them, you think for a second, you go, oh, yeah, actually I do.
No, there is that one thing that guy does. All right. Hey, thank you for listening today. Feel free to send emails. We always want them. We've looked through them all. Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com.
The end.